Echo and Harper Audio present Too Far From Home by Paul Bowles. Performed by Mike Ortigo, Cheryl Smith, Abby Craden, Raphael Quirkel, Tom Zahner, and Graham Halstead. Bowles in Tangier, a preface. Paul Bowles was at a party sitting in the far corner of a room crowded with professors from the state university where he was teaching for the semester. He was looking slightly bored, even a little edgy, as though on the lookout for an opportunity to leave the room. California State University at Northridge is located in a sleepy quarter of the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, but this was the late 60s, and political activism was in full swing, having arrived at this campus a bit late, and then with a vengeance. The university must have seemed a strange place in 1968, filled with militant students, most of whom had never been farther afield than Palm Springs, Las Vegas, or Tijuana. It was in this atmosphere that Paul suddenly found himself, somehow against his will, as he would later explain it, which turned out to be the case for much that happened to him. Being the only student at the party, I was feeling out of place, too. Paul and I were introduced, and he seemed pleased to meet me when he learned I wrote poetry. He also sensed my discomfort. After a polite moment, he asked if I drove an automobile, as if anyone who grew up in L.A. didn't, and if I might possibly drive him to the Shangri-La, his hotel on the beach in Santa Monica. It was on that hour's drive that I received the inimitable Bowles' Introduction to Morocco. The myth of place, or place as myth, as related by Paul Bowles. I had just read The Sheltering Sky, a book I still believe changed the course of my life. I was 23 at the time, and Paul's indelible desert novel about three Americans traveling deep into the Sahara, farther and farther away from what they had known as reality, was at that moment very much part of my consciousness. It was the psychology, or perhaps philosophy, of these characters that revealed a way of thinking about the world that had never occurred to me. We called it existential in those days, and perhaps Paul is an existentialist, a character out of Camus, a writer much admired by him. I think I must have expected a particular type of man, secretive, powerful yet distracted, obsessed with thoughts of the time he'd endured in the North African desert. In fact, the person I met was an elegant, gentle-looking man. White hair, trimmed to wiry in build, wearing a camel-hair sweater and pale leather shoes. His expression, though, was ironic, with the suggestion of considerable darkness just below the surface. By 1968, Paul had already lived out an extensive expatriate life in France, Germany, Ceylon, Thailand, South America, and most importantly, Tangier, where he settled in 1947 and has lived ever since. Part of Paul's appeal, I believe, is that despite his seeming urbanity, he has chosen to lead a romantic, even exotic life. What drew writers like William Burroughs and Allen Ginsberg to him is the basic enigma of his personality. Beyond the work itself, and what he tells you in conversation about the history and traditions of his adopted country, there's little to hold on to. The rest is saved for his inner life, which I doubt anyone has peered very far into, perhaps he himself least of all. Driving him in my 56 Nash Rambler along the Pacific Coast Highway, a new album by Jackie McLean on the local jazz station, I began to consider the possibilities of following this elusive expatriate back to Tangier. As we made our way from the valley to the ocean, I heard about the trance dancing performed by the various Berber religious brotherhoods, the Berber music which Paul had taped for the Library of Congress some years before, the street life of Tangier and the Café Central, where foreigners sat day and night drinking mint tea and discussing the nature of the world, the month of Ramadan in the Islamic world, when all believers observe the long days of abstinence with a North African stoicism, and await the first bowl of Ramadan soup called harira, served from large boiling pots at sundown after the cannon is fired.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?